Welcome to Montrose Fresh from the Montrose Daily Press. We're here to bring you a closer look at our top stories, events, and more that matter to us here in Western Colorado. Today, we're diving into the transformative journey of Montrose Regional Health and Cedar Point Health as they transition into a new era of healthcare service delivery with the opening of the Montrose Regional Health Ambulatory Care Center. Before we jump in, a quick message. Today's episode is brought to you by Elevate Internet. Whether it's for your home or your business, they offer the best speeds at the best price. Right now, if you refer a friend, you can get $25 off. Give them a call for more information at 844-386-8744 or visit them at elevateinternet.com to learn more. Now, our feature story. Today, we're diving into the transformative journey of Montrose Regional Health and Cedar Point Health as they transition into a new era of healthcare service delivery with the opening of the Montrose Regional Health Ambulatory Care Center. About 17 months ago, the first sod was turned on a vacant lot across from Hobby Lobby, marking the beginning of what would become a significant development in healthcare for Montrose. Rising from behind construction barriers, steel beams laid the foundation for the Montrose Regional Health Ambulatory Care Center. This new facility is now ready to open its doors to patients, housing several hospital services and divisions, including Mountain View Therapy's new clinic, the Alpine Women's Center, and the Spine and Pain Clinic. Notably, outpatient labs will be conducted at the center, with imaging services set to follow in the coming months. The conception of this center was announced in early 2022, highlighting a future of enhanced specialty care and same-day surgical options for the community. Although it will take a bit more time before these surgical services are available, the vision is clear: a 23-hour facility designed to streamline and enhance patient care without the need for overnight stays following certain procedures. This new development is not just a boon for Montrose Regional Health, but also for Cedar Point Health, a private, physician-owned practice that will also call this new center home. Cedar Point Health aims to combine its two primary care offices into this singular, more efficient location, thereby increasing capacity and improving patient care through integrated services. This collaboration between Montrose Regional Health and Cedar Point Health in the Ambulatory Care Center symbolizes a significant leap towards a unified, convenient healthcare delivery model. As the community looks forward to the official opening of the center, there's an air of anticipation about the enhanced quality of care and the convenience this new facility will bring to the region. The Ambulatory Care Center is not just a physical structure, it represents a commitment to improving healthcare access and outcomes for the Montrose community. To find out more about this story, visit us at montrosepress.com. You can also stay up to date on stories just like this by joining Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Next. In Montrose, both the city and county have declared themselves as non-sanctuary areas, taking a stance against the recent influx of immigrants. This decision aligns with actions taken by other communities across the state and has sparked controversy, particularly among those working with the migrant community. Critics, like Karen Sherman Perez from the Hispanic Affairs Project, argue that these resolutions are fear-based and politically motivated, sending an unwelcoming message to immigrants. On the flip side, local officials, including Montrose County Commissioner Sue Hansen, argue that their focus is on the challenges posed by illegal immigration, citing public safety and resource allocation as primary concerns. These declarations have been met with both support and criticism within the community, reflecting the broader national debate over immigration policy and local governance. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. To learn more about these stories, visit us at montrosepress.com, and don't forget to check out our sponsors, Elevate Internet, at elevateinternet.com. For more than 137 years, the Montrose Daily Press has been dedicated to shining a light on all of the issues that matter to our community. Today, you can get unlimited digital access to our content for just $10 per month. Visit montrosepress.com/subscribe to sign up. Thank you, and don't forget to tune in again next time.